Hi, I'm Ella, and I'm 13, and I play the electric bass, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Ella. That was Miss Ella herself playing our Kids Commute theme on her electric bass guitar. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find sheet music, instructions, everything at our website, kidscommute.org. And don't forget to download our app. You can find that for free in the App Store or Google Play. Just search for Interlochen Public Radio. Well, hey there, kids commuters. Happy Friday. It is back to school week. We've been easing you back into your routine with some back to school music. And of course, we started out the week with a Quizlet. Let's answer the Quizlet right now. The question was, what's the name of the comic strip and cartoon character who has a popular Broadway musical written about him? That character is Charlie Brown, and the musical is You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. We'll be hearing some music from that in just a little bit. But first, let's talk about our composer. His name is Clark Gesner. He was born in 1938, an American composer, and he started working on music in high school when he was writing and performing in theater productions. And he kept doing that all the way through college. When he moved to New York City as a grown-up, he found work as a writer and a composer for the kids' show Captain Kangaroo in 1955 and later the show Mr. Mayor in 1964. Later, Clark Gesner wrote for Sesame Street and The Electric Company. He did write one musical review show called The Jell-O Is Always Red. That was a collection of songs, and it's kind of fun. Here's a clip from that one. The title song is an ode to your favorite diner.
If I ate in a different diner every day from now till I'm dead, the salad would still be coleslaw and the jello would always be red.
He also had one notorious flop, a show called The Utter Glory of Morrissey Hall that opened and closed on Broadway on the same night. But he did have tremendous success with You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. He wrote that in 1967, and it was inspired by the characters of Charles Schulz's comic strip, Peanuts. Now, the show started off Broadway, and in 1967, it won the Grammy Award for Best Musical Show Album. When the show did end up on Broadway in 1999, it won a whole pile of Tony Awards. Today we're going to hear a piece called The Book Report, and this is written in the style of a fugue. That means that Mr. Gesner has one melodic idea, and then he states it over and over in different voices, and he does it in a way that they're kind of woven together. The fancy musical term for this is counterpoint, or point against point, or in this case, it's voice against voice. So we have Linus, Lucy, Schroeder, and Charlie Brown. They're all working on their homework, which is a book report about the book Peter Rabbit, and they're each doing it their own way. This is the voice against voice thing. Meanwhile, Sally and Snoopy are chasing rabbits. Here's the 1999 cast of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown with The Book Report.
A book report on Peter Rabbit. Peter Rabbit is the stupid book about the stupid rabbit who steals vegetables from other people's gardens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 83 to go.
The name of the book about which this book report is about is Peter Rabbit, which is about this rabbit. I found it very, I liked the part where it was a, it reminded me of Robin Hood.
And the part where little John jumped from the rock to the sheriff of Nottingham's back. And then Robin and everyone swarmed from the trees in a sudden surprise attack. And they captured the sheriff and all of his goods, and they carried him back to their camp in the woods. And the sheriff was guest at a dinner and all, but he wriggled away and he sounded a call, and his men rushed in and the arrows flew. Peter Rabbit did sort of that kind of thing too.
The other people's name was McGregor. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, oh!
In examining a work such as Peter Rabbit, it is important that the superficial characteristics of its deceptively simple plot should not be allowed to blind the reader to the more substantial fabric of its deeper motivations. In this report, I plan to discuss the sociological implications of family pressure so great as to drive an otherwise moral rabbit to perform acts of thievery which he consciously knew were against the law. I also hope to explore the personality of Mr. McGregor in his conflicting roles as farmer and humanitarian. Peter Rabbit is established from the start as a benevolent
hero. If I start writing now when I'm not really rested, it could upset my thinking, which is no good at all. I'll get a fresh start tomorrow, and it's not due till Wednesday, so I'll have all of Tuesday unless something should happen. Why does this always happen? I should be outside playing, getting fresh air and sunshine. I work best under pressure, and there'll be lots of pressure if I wait till tomorrow. I should start writing now, but if I start writing now when I'm not really rested, it could upset my thinking, which is no good at all.
The name of the rabbit is Peter. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, yes!
Down came the staff on his head, smash! And Robin fell like a sack full of lead, crash! The sheriff laughed and he left him for dead, ha! But he was wrong.
35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
An arrow flew in. It was a sign for the fight to begin. And then it looked like the sheriff would win. Ah, but not for long. Away they ran. Just like rabbits who run a lot. As you can tell from the story of Peter Rabbit, which this report is about.
Rabbits, 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 chasing rabbits.
To write a book report of inequality in just 2 days.
Such as carrots and spinach and onions and
lemons. How can they conspire to make life so miserable?
And so effectively
in so many ways.
Not to mention the extreme pressure exerted on him by his deeply rooted rivalry with Fluffy, Muffy, and Cottontail.
That's your brother, no one.
And they were very, 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 very happy to be home.
The end.
94, 95. The very, very, very end.
Amen. A book report on Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit, 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 Peter
Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit,
Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit,
Well, kids commuters, I hope you enjoyed Back to School Week, our first week of kids commute for this school year. And listen, stick with us. We are going to have such a fun year with special events and concerts and things. For instance, coming up later this fall, we're going to have an Interlaken concert of Godzilla Eats Las Vegas. And we'll have a big party where we can all learn how to do Foley sound effects. All kinds of things coming up this year. So stick with kids commute. All right, that does it for this week's Kids Commute. I hope you enjoyed your first week of the school year. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony Birrell.
We'll see you next week.